jump a little bit. Okay, fine. In the Gemara on Chavavim Beis, the Gemara says by on the top of the Chavavim Beis, Tavra Bottom, Tavla is Baal Mincha. If a person made a mistake and he wouldn't have daven Mincha, so Be'er Shabbos, so the case of the Gemara is where he didn't daven Bechlal. The Erev Shabbos was Svalbel al Shabbos Shtayim. So he's Misval twice, whatever, he's Misval the Tfilis of Shabbos on Friday night, and the Melech that's Paul for the Mincha. Tovelo Yisval Mincha b'Shabbos, Misvalbel Maite Shabbos Shtayim. And if he's Tovelo, he didn't daven Mincha on Shabbos, so Vait is Misval Maite Shabbos Shtayim. Shayim shall chol too, and they have to be of chol. And then the main point over here is that mavla b'rishayna, he has to make avdol in the first tefila. Veina mavla b'shniya, and he fakir, he's not mavla b'dafka in the second tefila. Him hivl b'shniya, and if he made avdol in the second, well, hivl b'rishayna, it's a problem. So then shniya also lay. So then the second tefila works for the tefila b'zmanai, and rishayna lay also lay, and he wasn't yoyse the tashul woman. So the Gemara says, it says that you don't have to make avdala, so the Gemara blips kasha. That's how the Gemara says. So basically what ends up happening is that the Gemara is saying, if you forgot to make a tefillah or by mincha, so then you have to make a tashlumin at night. And the Gemara says, that was like Rabbi Shabbos, and so you have to make, so if you forgot to make daven mincha erev Shabbos, so then on Friday night, Lel Shabbos, you have to daven twice. Shal Shabbos, and then it's the next thing. If you forgot to daven mincha on Shabbos, so when you daven Moiti Shabbos, you have to make a tashlumin on Moiti Shabbos, and when you daven Moiti Shabbos, you have to make havdalah. But the havdalah has to be bedafka in the first tefillah, because that's the ikur, that's the main of his manai. And the second one with the tashlumin, you bedafka don't make havdalah. And in fact, the Gemara says, and if you did the other way, you know, yaitza, you don't need havdalah. The Gemara blives shver, even if you don't say havdalah, because you could say it al kais. So Taisus says the Kasha. Taisus in the top Taisus. Taisus says Tavla Yisbal Mincha Be'er Shabbos. So Taisus that you must bal Be'er Shtayim. The Hainul Shemayti Shabbos Mavu Rishayin. A Kasha Ben Yehuda. This is the Shita Ben Yehuda. That in Tavla Hisker Rishchadish Be Mincha La Yisbal Ad Balayla. The Lami Yisbal. What happens? We were talking about a stammer case of a Friday. Let's say if it ends up being that Rishchadish, whatever it was Wednesday. And so you had a daven Rosh Chodesh, you had to say, by mincha, you had to say Rosh Chodesh, say Yalvi Yalvi. You didn't daven mincha. So now the shaila is, what do? You have to be mashlim you forgot to daven with the, you daven, but you didn't say Yalvi Yalvi. So now you have to be mashlim. So when you're mashlim at night, what do? It's a regular night, you're not going to say Yalvi Yalvi. So the shaila is, are you going to be mashlim? You have to be mashlim or not. Zorki ben Yehuda, vibalt, im tovla hiske Rosh Chodesh ben mincha, vibalt by mincha, you daven, but you didn't say Rosh Chodesh. Lo yisvah alod balayla. You're not going to go ahead and daven again another tefillah to be a tashlumin. Notice that theoretically there won't be a din tashlumin. The lami yisvah loyd, harikvar yisvah called tefillah sa mincha v'bad yon. What's the point of doing it? It was already in yisvah. He was already said everything he had to say by mincha. Levad Rosh Chodesh, lahiska. The only thing he missed out was the din Rosh Chodesh. Im kein im avriach klum. He's not going to gain anything. Im yaksav yisvah v'vach Rosh Chodesh. Harei lo yisvah oyd tefillah Rosh Chodesh. About that night, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. He's not going to say Rosh Chodesh. So if he's not going to say Rosh Chodesh, what's the point of saying, of davening again? He's right, he won't say Rosh Chodesh. And it was by Mincha, which was Rosh Chodesh, he should have said it. He didn't. So he has to make a tashlumin. Theoretically, he wasn't Yotze, I guess, right? So then comes go at night. But the Shaila is, if he goes at night, he's right, they're not going to say Rosh Chodesh. So what are you gaining? The Lashon HaTaisus is that... What
about the Tzolos Mincha?
Hold on. So that's what everything focuses on. So the Shaila is that the Lashon of the Ben Yehuda is, Eim Avich Klum. He's not going to gain anything in Yachzer Yisbal B'Maisi Rosh Chodesh, because he's not going to mention Rosh Chodesh. That's the Lashon. He's not gaining anything. Einu Mavir Klum Zokter Ben Yehuda. So that's the Shita. This is the Shita. Step number one is the Shita Ben Yehuda that you're not that. You're not going to be gaining anything. Technically, you won't be saying Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, you don't have to be Mashlum. Whatever you did by Mincha was done, but the din tashlumin won't be at night because you're not going to get Rosh Chodesh anyway. He didn't say Rosh Chodesh. That would be the tashlumin, and you're not saying Rosh Chodesh. So what's the din tashlumin b'chlal? Now, that's the Ben Yohan Shita. Later on in Taisus, what? What did I say? Ben Yohan? Okay, fine. So now, later on it says in Taisus says that the Rif doesn't hold like this. He says by, if you take a look down, the Lashon HaRif is, where is it? It's about halfway in the Tosis. Tosis says Bevalfe leMashmikain that filu hechaden maviach klum masuch lispal pamacheres. The Rif theoretically argues, and Tosis is setting up. He brings out from Rav Moshe. This is a diak from Rav Moshe at the end of Tosis. That this is a diak saying that the Rif is arguing on Rabbeinu Yehuda. That he says that fakert, that even hechad einu maviach klum, even theoretically in our case, you're not going to be yaitza, you're not going to gain anything, you're not going to be maviach because you're not going to say Rosh Chodesh at night. Masuch lispal pamacheres. You have to be able to. There's a din tashlum at night to say. Shmon Esrei, Hagam, you're not going to say Yal V'Yavai. V'zel V'Shoinai, and Tosis quotes the Rif, and the Inakudi is, because he's going on the case, Ahodakam V'Shamavu B'Shoinai V'Mavu B'Shniya. He's going on the case, the later case in the Gemara, that the Gemara blibes Kasha, and on that case, when the Gemara says that you, what you're supposed to do is you have to make a Tashlumin, and the first has to, you have to make Avdolin the first and not the second, because you can't make the Tashlumin first, you have to make the Tashlumin after you do this Man of the Chiv. So theoretically, if you didn't make Avdolin the first one, and you made Avdolin the second one, so what you're basically setting up is that the first one is the Tashlumin, and that can't be. So it says, the first tefillah that you said, so we're going to the three tefillahs, according to the Rif, there's going to be the tefillah of the Tashlumin that you did because you weren't Mavdol, the second tefillah you were Mavdolin, and now the point is, you have to make another tefillah of Tashlumin because the first tefillah wasn't acceptable. So therefore, those are the three tefillahs. So it should have been tefillah with Avdallah, which is the one bisman, and then the second one will be a tashlumin for what you missed by day. But you didn't. But you weren't mavul in the first one. So hasis, you made the tashlumin first. So that's out. So Mela, when you dive in the second Shmon Esrei, that was for this man, because you made Avdallah in it. So now you need a Tashlumin like you needed originally. So now you're going to go ahead and make another Shmon Esrei, again without Avdallah. So basically, the point of the Tosis is saying that it'll feed the Rif, that you're going to go ahead and do that. Tefillah number 3 and tefillah number 1 are exactly the same. So, Ebazor, you're not going to be maviach anything. But yet the Rif holds that you go ahead and say it. Zok Tosis, here's a raya, not like Rabbeinu Yehuda. Because if Rabbeinu Yehuda said you're not going to add a tefillah, if you're not adding anything, there's no lashon a tefillah that's going to be added. So the Meiler, the Rif is saying, you do that. And about you do that, so Ebazor, it's vakeh from Rabbeinu Yehuda. That's how Tosis sets up. So Tosis is theoretically setting up a sheet of Rabbeinu Yehuda, and then he's saying a Rif, and the Rif is medayek, and he's saying not like the Rabbeinu Yehuda. The name of the shita that argues, the Rosh brings down, it's the Chachmi Provincia. That's the name of the shita that argues on Rabbeinu Yehuda. It's in Sinan Beis. He brings down, and he writes he says like this. The quote of the Chachmei Provincia is, and it's towards the end of Siman Beis in the Rosh. See, he writes, "Kevin shel yotzi dechayves bezuat tefila, have a lekalo yispil, a kalo yispal, v'tzarach lispal shdayim le'erev. Afal pishay maskel shavresh chaydish shel shabbos." V'adavim mukhra. He's saying like this. He's saying, and this is the shita that you had mentioned it before. Like, what do you mean? What do you have to make up the tefila? Because Chachmei Provincia hold that you theoretically you don't have a tefillah b'chalal, and the meaning you don't have a tefillah b'chalal is that if I missed Yal V'Yovai Ben Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, so it's not the pshat. All I missed out was I didn't mention Rosh Chodesh. What I did wrong was I didn't daven Mincha. So about I didn't daven Mincha, there's a din tashlumah on everything. So at night Hagam I'm not going to mention Rosh Chodesh, but I need a tashlumah for the Mincha that I didn't daven. That's the svar of Chachmei Provincia. So that theoretically that the our Tosis that said that the Tosis that the Rif holds. Like the Chachmei Provincia, it would hold of that shita because the vart is because enochanami hagami not being maviach, but you missed out mincha and we about now you're davening mincha hagami not eating, but you still yotze the mincha with teres tashlumin. That's how the setup between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Chachmei Provincia. The shaila is what's the machlokes in the two. Now the vart, the Har Tzvi says a basic idea that, and it goes into along the shaila of what is required. There's a din by tefila that kol mashanam abe. That there's a certain surah of how you have to daven. If you're not going to daven like that, in the exact way you're supposed to daven, so mainly you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah of tefillah. So the shaila is between, this is how the Har Tzvi wants to learn. He's learning that the machlokes between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Chachmei Provincia is, how do you approach, what is Yal V'Yovai? His lashon is Yal V'Yovai din askor ba'alma, or is it din of a chelik of a tefillah? Now, in other words, like this, there's a Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim, the first mamish, the first shtickle in Reb Chaim, Grachal HaShas. He's going on the, at least again in the old first, I don't know in the new one, maybe they have other shtickles before, but in the one I have, it's the first, mamish, the first shtickle. And he talks over there, he says, the Reb Chaim is bothered by the kasha, the Dvos Epis, the Gemara is talking, the Gemara, Tosis is talking about Yalav Yavai. He mentions Yalav Yavai, because Lemaisa, the case of the Gemara was, Tosis told Su Yalav Yavai, the case of the Gemara was when you didn't daven Mincha Bechlal, and you have to be mashlim on Erev Shabbos, you have to go on Shabbos, and have to say two tefillos of Shabbos. It's talking about when you didn't daven Bechlal, not Rosh Chodesh. So Tosis clears by Rosh Chodesh. So Zok Reb Chaim, what's the pshat why the Gemara cleared in Rosh Chodesh? And when it, maybe Talamotah, meaning there'll be the same din. Every Friday will be negated to that. You're supposed to say Talamotah by Mincha by Erev Shabbos. Shabbos Friday night, you're not going to say Talamotah. So what do you do? If you miss Erev Shabbos, Talamotah, so now you have to say Shmoneh Esrei over again, and now you have to go ahead, and you have to, you want to make a Tashlumen at night. So do you make Tashlumen or not? So that would be, theoretically, it would be the same machloikas. Because you're not going to say Talamotah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not going to do it. And according to Chachmah Bevinch, you would, like with the terms of the Rif. So why did Vosef, is that, that's what the Grach is focused on. Why did he pick Yalav Yavai as opposed to Talamotah? So Reb Chaim says the Yisod. The Reb Chaim is saying that the word of Talamotah is different than the din of Yalav Yavai. And his Loshen, I'll read you the Loshen. The Loshen is, he says, because he says, that which I says, let me out of your way, man, moil, match, spell, average time, could be bald, he won't mention it. But he said, Abu Batawa Motu, ain't my hachshas king. Mishum the Tawa Motu, whom you say to Ratfila, Ukshalay Oma, have you Mishanam at Beishat of Rachomim, Ukilu a spell cloud. That's the story that I'm sure everybody was working with. That the idea is that if you don't say Tawa Motu, Reb Chaim is saying, it's not the same as Yalvi Yavai. That the Toys is held, the Benny Yehuda held, Yalvi Yavai, his lotion is of a Yalvi Yavai Rachiv Haskari. There's a mitzvah, there's like a special mitzvah, not the Torah. You do it, you happen to do it in the tefillah, but it's not a ma'akev in the ma'isa tefillah. So therefore, if you don't say Yalav Yavai, you were yaitza tefillah, but you won't be masker that inyan. So the mail to the shayla is, you have to do it during davening. So now the question is, you have to do it tashlumen. So if you at night, be bout, you're not going to be saying Yalav Yavai anyway, you're not going to be makayim din askara b'chlal. So once you're not going to have that askara anyway, so what's the point of what you're saying? What are you going to be marvich? Masha enke, this you say, but so the Tzvi wants to say, oh, that's the machlokes, that's where it hinges. The Chachmah Bevinchi and the Ben Yehuda. The Ben Yehuda is going to learn like this shtickle, that he's going to understand that that's the taich that Yalav Yavai is askara ba'alma, memeli wa yaitza. Masha enkein, the Chachmah Bevinchi is going to learn that no fakert, that Yalav Yavai is a chelik of the tefillah like Talamotah, and about this mamish like Talamotah, that is mamish, madei shetov chachom b'tefillah, so if you didn't say it, you're not yaitza. So the mela, it's not the I mean, that's the biggest havocha. No, it's the mela, so about by day you weren't yaitza tefillah, you have to go ahead and daven again. Hagam, you're not going to be masker Yalav Yavai, because it's not a vort in Yalav Yavai. It's a vort I didn't daven mincha, so I need a tashlumen for yana din mincha. That's how the Hartzvi wants to learn the machlokes, and it was about then this Reb Chaim.
Well,
hold on, because the riff. We'll get there. Wait a minute. Okay, good, very good. Thank you very much. Now, like this. So, like, they have to understand that it's this thing that Reb Chaim is saying that in itself is not so simple. And there was there's Gufer Adiyan on that. And Gufer Nahat Tzvi, like, he basically also, he goes that it's not so poshut. Because the word, besides the Tosis, but then the concept, that he's saying that Yalav Yavai is different than Talamotah. Because if Yalav Yavai, he calls Askara Ba'alma, Mashing Talamotah is Madej Yotav Chachom B'tfila. So he says, but Lemaisa, the din is, if you don't say Talamotah, you forget to say Talamotah, I think it was today, no? Then you can go ahead and say in Shema Tfila. That we bought me mask, you can go say Shema Tefillah. So Zok Dar Tzvi, that we bought you can go ahead and say Shema Tefillah. The Shail is, what's the vort of Matbei Shetav Chachom Tefillah? Now, how exact you have to say that the structure has to be. That the Har Tzvi is saying from the fact that even if you don't say it mamish in the Bracha Baruch Aleinu, if you don't say it there, there's another way to say it. So the Teretz is that it's not a chelik of the tefillah to the point that once you didn't say it, it's no good. The other sheet is held. They want to say like it's not a raya b'chlal that Reb Chaim could learn simply that faker vibalt. The whole structure is that if you don't say it by Baruch Aleinu, you'll say it then. Yeah, what?
What's the raya?
No. It's not a raya. He's saying that he hears that vibalt that Matbei Shetav Chachom tefillah means.
Why not?
No. He's learning that Matbei Shetav Chachom is serious. It's dead serious. That it has to be an Azar Oifin. No. There's no room for wiggle. There's no wiggle room. The whole word he's saying is the fact that there is wiggle room in the Shema Tefillah, it doesn't blind Matbei Shetav Chachom B'Tefillah. Matbei Shetav... Reb Chaim is not going to argue on that. Reb Chaim is not going to argue. He's going to say in the Faket, you bought that goof of the structure of it, that if you miss it, you're doing Shema'at Tefillah. That's a chelva Mavej Dov Chacham. Yeah, I mean, that's all part of it. But the fact that he understood that Mavej Dov Chacham means there is no wiggle room. And Faket, the Magen Avraham Taka learns. He learns that because there's a big shaila that at the after, because anyway, there's always opportunity of Tefillah and Dovah. The Rosh talks about it by us also, that you could always say that you'll have a tefillah in the Dova, that by any time there's a suffix, whether you were Yotzer or not, whether you should, no, it's Levaisa, like he says, the Rosh Paskins, they Paskin, in other words, if you, let's say in the Shaila of like the Ben Yehuda or Chachmi Provincia, so what are you Maisa going to do? So there's a sheet that it said that, okay, don't worry about it, just have a Kavanah from the Dova. So like, worst comes to worst, even if you're not Yotzer, it'll be a terrorist in the Dova. So there is an idea, right? Magen Avraham Taka says that if, let's say, the same idea, if you miss Yalvi and you missed Talmud Matar, he joins them together like the Har Tzvi. He puts it Mamish together, and he said, if you take a miss either one of them, you should say it Tfilas Nedava when you make a Tashlumen, and the var will be that Nekuda, because it's not klar. Is it a din? Is it not a din? But the Magen Avraham is taka saying that there's no difference between the two dinim of Talmud Matar and Yalvi Yavai. In that point, he's saying Befrat Lafuke in terms of the Reb Chaim.
Oh, but good. What?
Yeah, he says when you're diamond, you have to have a dove. Yeah, whatever is nichol and a dove. I mean, you want to say that it'll be better, that it'll be a mechigra chiyuv. Either way, I get, yeah, that, but no, but I can't. They have a kunz. The chiddush by dover is because if I wasn't yaitzer, that's great. That's cool for the chiddush by dover. That on the tzad that I wasn't yaitzer, that's how the Rosh says. But like this. So that's at this point, like you said, but it doesn't work in Tosis. There's a big problem, and the problem is in terms of what the riot from the Rith is. Because theoretically, when you learn the Tosis, you say that the Taicher of Ben Yehuda is that theoretically, what are you being Marviach? But if Lemaisa, if you're telling me that the whole idea is that, oh, because Yael V'yavah is Askar Ba'alma, that's what you want to say, is the Lomdus, and according to Chachm Vivinzi, it's Iker Adin. So if Louis Yitzhu, you gave me something that was Mamash Meiker Adin, let's say Lemaisa, let's say Talamata. Yeah. So what would Reb Chaim? How would Reb Chaim learn the Tosis? He would say Tosis would say that the Ben Yehuda is Moedi. You got to daven again because what's the Havocha? The Havocha is you weren't Yotze Mincha because it's Matbeish Davar Chom Betfil and you weren't Yotze. So if that's what you have to do, right? So in the Rif's case, you weren't Yotze. That's the Reb Haigoyin. Reb Haigoyin in the Rosh. The Rosh brings down the Shidur of Haigoyin, and Reb Haigoyin is saying that it's not Stam Devar in the Rif. That you just have to daven again. He's saying the reason why you have to daven again is because you weren't yaitzer. Because again, let's go back to the case of the Rif. The case of the Rif is that you were supposed to, that you have to be mashlim, but you missed mincha on Shabbos, so now you have to make ashlama for yen and mincha. So now, after you have to make ashlama for yen and mincha, comes Moed Shabbos, and what do? In the first one, you have to make make havdalah, and the second one, you don't make havdalah. The vart, now, specifically in the Kuda is because you have to go first with the ikras man, and then the second one is in terms of the ashlama. And about the first one is the ikras man, you have to make havdalah, and the second not. When you went ahead and you made the havdalah secondly, so the lashon of the in his goli daite, the person was magala das that his intention was to make the tashlumen first. So now what happens? So theoretically, you're not yaitza. If theoretically you're not yaitza because you were goli das, so then the first feel obliges nothing. So what do you want to happen now? The whole point that the Rif's right, theoretically, what Tosfos was saying in the Rif was because tefillah number one had no avdola, so that's out. Tefillah number two had Avdallah, so that's the first Marav Vizmanoi. And so do you need to require a Tashlumen of Tefillah number three? But Tefillah number three, and the Kash was, Tefillah number three is exactly like Tefillah number one. So what are you gaining? According to Ben Yehuda, you won't be gaining anything, so theoretically you wouldn't do it, right? Fact, when you learn the Tosfos, that won't work. Because Ben Yehuda be Maida in a case when you weren't Yotze, that Faker, that's good for the Havacha. That if you weren't Yotze Mincha, Faker, he'll hold it even in the Rif's case. When you have to daven again the third time, Hagam, technically and clinically, you're not eating anything to the first thing. But Vibaltu Mugala does by not making the Avdola that you did the Tashlumen first, you're not Yotze Mechlam. That's the problem. It's a No. You never know Yal Yovi according to right. If they're learning that you're Yotze Taka. So that's the problem. That's how you have to. So there's a need to. What's pshat? Now, in terms of this thing itself, that'll lead to the next way of learning it. But let's say like this. Gufa, what's the vart that you can't. In terms of you have to can't have the Tashlumen first. What's the vart in that? Like, what's the idea? Now, like this, there are two pshatim. There's one shot, the Taz brings down a Levush. Taz Kuf Ches, he brings down a Levush, and he says the Taj is Al Tavish and Tal Tadu Kaidim. The Vibalt, the davening of the Iker's man is normal, is more Tadir, and the davening of a Hashlama is Loi Tadir, is not constant, is not normal. So Tadir Shein Tadir Tadir Kaidim. So the Mela, you would have to daven first. So in our case of the Rif, so you would have to daven Maariv with Avdallah first. And then you have the Din Tashlumin. That's why it can't be the other way. Zok the Taz on the Levush, he's got a problem. And the Pasha, it's a Pasha the Kasha. I mean, basically, it's not Hikuva. That's the Taz's Kasha. Now, when I say like this, you know, you're supposed to have your tefillin, not to take out the Shel Rosh, Shel Yad first. If you take the Shel Rosh out first, you got to put it down. And then, because that, you have to, you know, yeah, you have to go the other way around. But in terms of Talis and tefillin, like Talis and tefillin, if you take out your tefillin first, so then you could put it on. Hagam, you'd be because you're not be ma'avirin on mitzvahs. Hagam, Talis is first, because Tadr Shein, Tadr Kaidim. But you see that there's no din in Likuva in Tadr Kaidim. So, like, what's the pshat? Now, the Maisa, it's a Shaila Bechlal, where do you learn it out from? The din Tadr Bechlal. That Milvad, this is a Svara Shemin, yeah? So Mavad Olas Atoman Hashel Olas Olas Haboiker Mavad Tasa Cut Yeah, you said it. So in that laning, so Mavad Olas Haboiker Hashel Olas Atomid. So Mavad Olas Haboiker is a pshat. That's where you learn that Tadr from. That Mavad Olas Haboiker. That besides already the Olas Haboiker that was there. So now you're entering into the next step. But it's Mavad Olas Haboiker. That means that's Tadr Shoni Tadr Kaidim. No, the Hisafah that you're doing out the Yontif is Mavad Olas Haboiker Hashel Olas Atomid, because that had to be Al Tadr Kaidim. So, but there are those who learn that that's not Asmach. So even if you're going to learn as Darait, it's from that pasuk. It's a shaila. If it's Darait, it's a klar that is telling you straight out of that din. Or you're learning it's an asmachta. But either way, frektataz, it's not leguva. So what's the pshat? So like this, I saw by Rabbi Yashiv in Haaretz that he said. I mean, he just says a classic. That's all he says. The vort and he says it shortened to the point. He says Rabbi Yashiv. He writes. He says, "Ach nirish mikol malgam afle das halavush ein zeh letam leikum machetik mechacham lahakn tefila mechiyevus." In other words, like this, it's not the din of tadush and the tadur kaidim here. You're talking about a takan rabbanon of tashlumin. Rabbanon made this din of tashlumin. They said that you're supposed to do it. They were machanish azach to make it because a person by rachmi, whatever the gather is, but that there should be an idea that you make a tashlumin. It's rabbanon deket takana. They said, okay, good. Now that we're going ahead and doing this, how are we going to set it up? How do you start it avek? So, l'maisa, shteik, tadush and tadur kaidim. Okay, good. So the tashlumin is supposed to be in the first case. So b'mila, that's what they were misader. So it's not the vort that tadush and tadur has to become liikuva, but the vort of tadush and tadur means that was the foundation and what they based the takana on the chachanas chachamim. B'mila, if you go ahead and daven the tashlumin first as opposed to the second one, you're not doing according to the chachanas chachamim. B'mila nayoytza. Now, it's not the pshat, it's no good al tadir. It's no good because it's not a chelik of the takana that the rabbanu masakin how you're supposed to. No, it's a givitz tzura the way you're supposed to do it. And the etzem tzura is that first you have to say the zman, the chiv, and then you have to do the second one. As Lashon is, that's what he wants. See, that, so the Mele, even though it's out of work, he says, because you're not Yotza. And then the punchline, that's the Vart. The reason why Tadav Shen Tadav is not going to be Likuva is because it's always an idea that the Chet of Tadav is that it's a good. Whatever it is, it's however you want to say it, but it's not the ikar structure of the mitzvah. Mashagan over here, when the rabbanim will convey it, they will convey it as an oifen. So in that sense, it comes to yikuvah because it's not defeated to chazachamim. That's one way. Now there's a Rashba. The Rashba says very interesting. Yeah, what? Yeah. Now there's a Rashba. The Rashba says. It's the beginning of the Rashba in the Perek. The Rashba says, now Bechlal, the Shaila is according to the Rashba. What did they? Well, there's not a Chakira they're going to mention in a couple of minutes, but at this point, what did they do here? What was this Tashlumin? Now, might say like this. The Rashba is a diagonally Baloshin. He says, because he says, I'll just read the words and I'll explain. is being Isaac in this man tefillah, in this tefillah, chayzu mashlam mashatobat tefillosof. He can go ahead and be mashlam what he missed. Avol shloib is man tefillah loy, but not stam in man tefillah. She'im loikein, my mispal arvish shtayim, u mispal mincha shtayim. He should have said, you could daven after chatzos. It's such a push. He's saying a great thing. In other words, the Maisa, when the Gemara talks about Tashlumen, right? What does it say? What's the Lashon of the Gemara? You didn't daven mincha, so be mispal arvishtayim, right? Why is it being said in those terms? Why don't you just say, you didn't mispal, let's say it goes to Shachris also, right? So let's say if you didn't daven Shachris, what do you do? So mispal mincha shtayim, right? You should daven twice mincha. So in fact, the Rajva, why did the Gemara say as Lashon? It should have just said simply, you didn't daven by whatever, 4 hours, chatzot, whatever you didn't do, whatever this man is, you didn't do, so daven after this man. Like, what's the word? Why are you being conveyed in terms of the next tefillah? What? Is that too much for the preposterous for the previous one? Why is it din in the next tefillah? What do you mean the next tefillah? The word is, you have to chatzoy shnat this man, go ahead and do it. Fakir, the Gemara says that if you say after this man, after this man tefillah, so then you get tefillah for tefillah, schar for tefillah, but not tefillah bezmana. That there's a chetzah called tefillah bezmana, and then there's an idea of a stam tefillah. So why is that a takana? So if I can't, it's an unbelievable. What? I'll tell you in a second. No, yeah, I'll say on the don. So now, so the question is like, what? Why is that the lashon of the tzura? Why shouldn't it? What the Rajbi is saying is, it should just be simply, and his lashon is. Hold on! Whoa! Wait a minute! Wait! No, but hold on! No! You're answering good if it's two ma'arevs. But what about if it's two minchas? We'll see in a minute. That's what I want to talk. But if it's two minchas. So then, v'cha v'chalal to say in Irish time doesn't make any sense. No, good. Answer that question. If it's two minchas, what does that have to do with Irish time? Why call it Irish time? Say, I could have a mincha at night.
Because it's a
bigger fetish, maybe. No. But if the longest is that's mincha, that's good for the point. What is that? Is the question. Hold on. No. Whoa. No, but if you're being mashlim, yen and mincha, so the pshat is, I'm davening, I get schar at night that I daven mincha, whatever I get. That's a dinta shlumen. I'm being mashlim mincha. That's what I'm doing. I'm being mashlim mincha. I'm not saying two marivs. That's the shayla. What am I doing? But according to that, what's the lashon of gemara? You don't hear the dig in lashon of gemara.
It means at the time of marriage.
No, but what's the fart? Okay, good. Okay, let me explain. Good. Okay, she'im loy kein, because if you're not going to say that, my mispal arvishtayim, mispal minchashtayim, the karma, why is that the lashon? Zokti gemar, zokti rajba, lema tov loy yispal shachar is koidim chatzois. Don't tell me you daven mincha twice. Chayzim mispal lachach chatzois. Inami, Tovula Yisbal Mincha, Chayzu Mashlima, Kol Alayla Havila Lameima. It's not a Din in Marv. Oh, so hold on, that's his Nekuda. So what's the Vart? That's what the Rajba wants. So the Teretz is, what's the Rajba answering? Let me just get there. So the Shaila is, excuse me. So the Shaila is, what's the Rajba saying? Not like this. Oh, so the Teretz is like this. There's b'chal problem that he says in the initial lashon that he says he goes shekaven shu zman tefila v'uazik betfilosay chayzu mash mashatav betfilosof. I'll give you an example. Let me think and I tell you what I think he means. If let's say you make a bracha shloyasani goy, right? When do you make that bracha? You make it in the morning, okay? Now, if a person goes to sleep and wakes up the next day and he makes again shloyasani goy, I made it yesterday. The Teretz is, well, one second, you're a diabria, a new person. So Mela, then, this is a Zman when the statement of Shalai Yisani Goy has validity, there's legitimacy to it because it's a new matzah, yeah? Okay, I make Shalai Yisani Goy at 7 o'clock in the morning. I feel again, like, very inspired. And at 8 o'clock, I say again, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shalai Yisani Goy. And at 9 o'clock, once again, I feel inspired again, I say it again. I'm making Baruch Levatolas, right? It's a Baruch Levatolas. But what do you mean? I'm not saying praise to Hashem. The Teretz is, it's not a game. You can't just say whenever you want. If, let's say, I understand, Shakol Niyavidvara, yeah? Shakol Niyavidvara is a pshat, Alts comes from the Ebishtah. So good, it's true, no? So if a person in the middle of the day would just say, look, Eivish, it's unbelievable. Shakal me Elivari. You made a bracha. It's beautiful what you did, but bracha vatala. Because what's the vart? The takanon chachom of making a bracha is the pshat. It's got to be an oifin where there's a valid, like, error, something that happens which enables the thing to be legitimately said. But just stand because you're saying it, it's not negeya. That's what the Rashi is saying. That kevin who's man tefila, you have to come on to a zman tefila. That ma'ariv is another zman tefila. Vu osuk betefilosai, and we about you're involved in the etzem tefila of ma'ariv. Then choizu mashlem mashatov betefilosav. Then you can be mashlem what you did before, because then it gets a shem tefila. You stop want to just say, hey, I missed the tefila. I just want to make another davening. You can't do that if it's not in a zman tefila. It works because it's technically a zman tefila, because that's what it is. But that's cool for the chetzel we're talking about. You know, it's a theoretical. There will be no man's land. What? Yeah. No, they talk. Yeah. No, that's good for the shah. When the Achronim talk, that if it's so, it can never be more than the chiyuv than the host. Right? Yeah. That's what they do talk like that. That it'll never be a chay. Yeah. With eating, it's negayah. Yeah. It doesn't have all the zaitika points of what the davening what you're doing at. But that's what he's saying. That if it wouldn't be, if theoretically it would be no man's land. If let's say there would be a zman in between, that it's not a chiyah for the next tefila. Let's say if a zatim would exist. And then you want to make a hashlama. Zokta Rajvi, you can't do it. Because the zman to be able to make a tefila is in the zman that it's nikva tefila. And it was in the zman that I guess it's ripe that a tefila could be said, then you could be mashlim. You talk to me after we just spoke about that. So like this. So that's the nekuda. That the bald. So that's the idea. So Elawat, so that's good for the taich of why it has to be that you davened the tefillah first. Because theoretically, if you went to daven and you didn't say, and you didn't start davening the tefillah, you went ahead and you didn't make avdola. So Jesus, what are you doing? You're making the tashlumen first. In what sense does it blive a maisa tefillah? In other words, there's no maisa tefillah happening yet. You're going ahead and saying, I'm davening it. It has to be on something's of a legitimate tefillah's coattails. In other words, once it gets a shem, I just davened ma'ariv. Oh, you just davened ma'ariv. You're a ma'avdol? That's a ma'ariv. So Mela says that it's a zman tefillah. So Mela, once it's a zman tefillah, I can be mashlim. Then that's the lashon is, I can be mashlim called tefillah, that whatever I did, I will shloib a zman tefillah, but until it's nikva as a zman tefillah, l'moshul, because I didn't say ma'ariv yet, and I want to come now and daven the tashlumen, it doesn't get a shem tashlumen to be able to do anything. That's what the Rashi is saying. Now the Maisa, good. Now the Maisa, it doesn't necessarily mean, okay, just going back in the child, because we have to go to the next step now, but it doesn't necessarily, you know, let me go to the next step, then I'll go back to explain how the Rashi's love dafka like this. So good, that's what the Rashi is saying. So in Mela, so the two time, well, it is, one time there's Tadash and the Tadir, and again, that's the Rabbi Yashu's Vart in the Lavush, that it's not a Vart, that is the Daraisa, it's the Vart is Vibal, that's the Chatzis Takana, it's Matej, Tavachachom, and Azaway, that's the first Vart, and the second Vart is this Nakuda, that it can't get a din of being a Tashlumen unless it latches on a legitimate tefillah's coattails. Because man, it doesn't latch on to a legitimate tefillah's coattails, it can't get a shem of a tefillah tashlumen. Because what is this? If it's not a zman tefillah, that's what the Raj was saying. Now, but either way, whatever going back, the shaila is how are you going to learn the taisis? That's where we were holding. Now we're still back to the kasha on what's taisis raya from the riff. Because no matter. If I can't, no matter how you're saying it, whether it's the word of Tadr Shenu Tadr Tadr Kaidim, and Enachanami, it's you are not doing Kafiti Takonos Acham that the Tadr has to be first, meaning the Zman of Chiyav has to be first, so you want Yaitza. Yeah, and according to the second vart also, that you need that the tefillah of the chayiv has to be first in order, because there has to be coattails to be able to take the tefillah tashlumen. You didn't do that. So if you didn't do that, either it's bechlal not a tefillah because it's not that kind of chachamim of tadir, or bechlal it's not. There's no such thing as this tefillah. It's shalaya sani guy all day. So ibazai, either way, according to Ben Yehuda, you weren't yaitza. So the Ben Yehuda will be maida in the case of the riff that you're gonna have to say it again. So what's Taisis Raya? That's the Nakuda. Okay, that's where it's up to. So like this. There's a Hakira about Bechlal. And now it goes into with Arvis and Mincha and Shtayim and all that. The Shaila is, what was this Takana all about? What did they do? Theoretically, If a person missed mincha, yeah? So what does it say? If you missed mincha, so then there's a din tashlum in terms of ma'ariv. So, like, the Rajba did have a diuk, and the Rajba's diuk was that it's davening ma'ariv twice. So the shayla in the achronim is, so what is a tashlumen? Is the din tashlumen is, I missed mincha. So is the din tashlumen is, I have to be able to do something that's going to replace that original mincha that I missed, right? Or is the pshat, no. You don't have to, you're not replacing the mincha fakert. What you're doing is, again, what would Rabbanim Masakin? Would Rabbanim Masakin Hechatimsa to make it that I'm davening a mincha to replace? Or would Rabbanim Masakin that I'm going to daven a second marav, a gedder, not a gedder of a nedova, but there's a mitzias called davening another tefillah, and if you're doing it at night, it's a marav. You're eating a marav, and you could do that. But that was the chetz of the Rabbanim's takana. That is what the Achronim declare. That again, am I replacing the original, or am I adding another? That's the question. What is the din tashlumen? Even though in the Lashon tashlumen, you would say it sounds like it's a repayment, right? And a repayment for what you missed. But in the etzem Lashon of Gemara, when you call it arvish time, it is problematic. Yeah? Okay. Right? Elowat is a little bit like you were saying before, that the idea of arvish time means in terms of the Zman. And that's what I meant in terms of the Rajba. I don't think you could bring a raya from the Rajba, the Rajba, which way he held from this din per se. He says later on whatever he says. But in terms of this din, I don't know if it's a raya. Because I don't know if he has to learn when he says arvish time that it means arvis, that it has to be a din arvis. But the fact is, since his whole nekuda is, it has to be built on a Zman of a Zman of a Chiv of a Tfila. It's not the pshat that it blinds the chel, it's a new marv. The vart is that whatever the tefillah that you're supplying now, the tashlumen, is based upon it's together of another arv in terms of the zman of the tefillah. That it needs the zman of arvis in order to be established as a tefillah. And in that sense, it'll be nikra. The lav dafka, I don't think the Rajba has to get involved. No, I don't think you can be right. Oh, so it's a right to one way from the Rajba. I don't know if you have to say it like that. But the vart is it's totally in the zman of arvis. Why is it? Because I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara is Lashon is Arvis, so you can't clear the Shaila. Now, if you're clearing the point, is it a din mincha, or is it a din, an added tefillah as a marav, the Gemara calls it Arvis, so what's the kakira? So the Teretz is vice dice, that it doesn't, it's either a replacement for the mincha, right? It just happens to be that it's being done, besoich the tefillah's man of Arvis, that it's another, the Arvis, in the sense of another Arvis, applies the ability to be able to make a mincha tashlumen, but not that it's being fataiched in terms of that. Good. So again, so I just wanted to make it that it's not, I don't think the Rashba is negay to this point. The idea he says is negay, but not in terms of a raya from him. So the question is it, you're replacing the mincha, is that the din of tashlumen? The Rabbanan said, listen, a person missed, so if he missed, we want to offer an ability to be able to mashlum yenem mincha, so when you're doing whatever you're doing, it's another mincha, or the pshat is that no, it's another tefillah that happens to be in terms of the quality of what Arav is, of Arvis. That's in terms of the Shaila. So like this, so the Achronim want to learn that this is Gufa the Machlaikis between the Rebbeinu Yehuda and the Chachmei Provincia. In other words, not the pshat that it's in Yalav Yavai, is it Ikar Adin? Because in that, the idea is that according to Rebbeinu Yehuda, you were Yotzi Yitzfila. But in Achronami, the sheet that it holds, its mincha, requires that Rebbeinu Yehuda is going to say it has to replace the mincha. Meaning like this. In order to replace the mincha, you have to present something that's going to be oiker, make it worthy to be oiker, the original mincha. Now again, let me just go back one step. The idea is what was takanas chachamim. That's what they're going in. They're going to what extent were chachamim kaveya din a tashlumen. And what is that idea of what the tashlumen was? The tashlumen is not a panacea. It's not the pshat is, oh, you didn't daven, just daven the tashlumen, and out is wonderful. I don't think you're getting the same olam haba. Because l'maisa, you see, if you daven after a certain point, it says, you don't get the tefillah of bismana, you get tzchar tefillah, but not tzchar tefillah bismana. You're never going to get with tashlumen what you're supposed to have in the proper zman. You blew that. So that's gone. But the Rabbanin established a certain system. So the question is, what is the vort of the system? So Rabbeinu Yehuda holds that the system that was created was that you have to, in order to replace, it's a mincha. We're giving you, the Rabbanin said, you know what? You messed up with a mincha. We'll give you an opportunity to replace that mincha. But the only time there's opportunity to replace that mincha is when you're eating something to the Esam Tefillah. But if you're not eating anything, in what way are you oiker the original Tefillah? Memela. Even if you weren't Yotze Tefillah B'Zmanah before, that's not happening now either. I want to read your lashon. Let me just say, and the Chacham Bavinci is going to hold, and then I'll go back to explain that first side. The Chacham Bavinci hold it. That's not the vort. That the vort is taka going on in terms of a second marav. It's an additional marav and it's additional tefillah. And the balance additional tefillah that it doesn't have to replace anything. So you don't have to eat anything. It's not relevant. Well, if it's not better, what's the better? The teretz is not a. It's not a better. The idea is it's an addition. It's an addition. That's what I'm saying. It's not a nedava, but it's in the gedder of a nedava. As opposed to the tashlumen of the mincha. In the pure sense of the tashlumen of the mincha, it's replacing the mincha. And if it's replacing the mincha, you daven the tefillah. You want to rip that out from its moorings. You want to take it away out of reality. Okay, what are you offering instead? Well, I'm offering the exact same tefillah. So what are you doing? You're not going to gain anything by that. You can't rip out what you did because you're not eating. Ella what? So you want to replace it in Ikarit? You have to eat something. So if any Yehuda holds you about you're not eating, you can't replace the original din. I wasn't Yotze Lagami before. It doesn't matter. I'm not eating. If and the Baal the Taich is to be Iker the original Tefillah, you can't do that. Kol's man, you're not eating. The Chacham convinced you hold that you could. Because it's not being Iker anything. It's a together of a Tefillah which is an addition. I am not eating anything to what happened before by Mincha. You don't have to eat anything. You just have to eat an additional Tefillah. And I'm eating an additional Tefillah. And that's going to be the Vart and how the Rift doesn't hold like the Ben Yehuda. In other words, the Rabbeinu, let me read your Lashon. There's a Lashon for Moshe Sternbuch. He has a sefer. It's called Pshat Ve'Iyun for Moshe Sternbuch, and he says an interesting lesson. He says, "It's in, if you want to look, if you can have the sefer, it's Tuf Yud Zayin, Siman Tuf Yud Zayin the sefer." He writes, "V'nira mevor mikan dem hikdim tashlumin letfila yotza tfila el she'eno oil lechayva." He's going back on the Rif's case. He's saying that there's, normally we would say that according to when you look at it, the tefillah, the way we learned beginning, right, you would say clearly that, oh, Ben Yehuda, you were Yotze, so what's the point? What are you eating? It seems to be that they're learning, and the Moshe Sternbuch is also learning, that the concept of the original, when you daven, if you daven then you weren't Yotze, you davened. If for some third reason you weren't Yotze, all the stuff that you had to do, but you davened. It was a tefillah. But he says, "Bevuadim hikdim tashlum on the tefillah," meaning you weren't yotza in the case of the rift. So then, yotza tefillah. There's a concept of tefillah. You were yotza el she'ena oilo l'chayva, but it's not yen a chayv of tefillah that you makayim. Now, the same way you see that if I daven after the zman, I could be it's schar tefillah. There's such a thing as tefillah, but it's not tefillah b'zmana. The tefillah b'zmana is the chetz of the tefillah of the chayv. But you did daven. Rachmi, whatever you did, there is a concept of a tefillah. It's not tefillah b'zmana, so it's not that darga. But there is a metzias called tefillah. That's what he's saying. So the Mela, the Achronim want to learn that that's the Tach in Ben Yehuda. You weren't yotze tefillah originally. But the shayla is, what was the takana of the tashlumin? Again, we're accustomed to assume that tashlumin makes everything beautiful. That's not what the tashlumin was. The specific parameters of the tashlumin were, according to Ben Yehuda, the lashon is you gotta eat, because again, to be arka what was, you have to eat something that it's some better than it was before. They're not stomp saying just okay, repeat it over, now it works. That's not what they did. They said if you're eating something b'etzem, then you could be arka the original. But if all you have to do is to eat and it'll be considered an additional tefillah, so then it will work. So the chachma prevents you learn that about your eating, it's enough. It doesn't matter you're not being marviach. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, you gotta eat. So Melo, the Rift case, the Chachma Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda are gonna hold, you can't fakir from the Rift. Now, even though technically you're Magala Das and you weren't Yotze originally in the first tefillah because you didn't make Avdallah, right? So good, and you would say, oh, so you have to say a third tefillah. The Rabbi Yehuda is gonna hold no. The Maisa you davened. I Golly Das, I wanted it, and I'm not Yotze B'Torah Tashlumin, Zehu. But when I davened the third time, it'll be exactly the same tefillah as the first one. So if it's exactly the same tefillah as the first one, there's no Mokum V'Tashlumin. So the Mailer Rabbi Yehuda would argue on the Rift. And that's the Raya from Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Raya from the Rift connected to Rabbi Yehuda. I just want one more point, then I'll. And the Maisa, I found the Birkas Avram. He brings down a Maisa Ish from the Chazon Ish, where a case where they hissed the Chazon Ish about if you were davening and you davened and you weren't Yotze, yeah? They hissed him. Could you count it for Mehav Rachas, the first tefillah? And he said yes. In other words, that the concept of the first tefillah is not the pshat, that it's Bapris. It's nothing. It's zilch. It's, that is, it's a tefillah. It's a shem tefillah. But it's not, no, no, because I'm asking to you. He's splitting the concept of tefillah and chayv. Moshe Sternbuch did it. That's what he said. That's his lashon. His lashon is that there's two things. Two separate yonim. There's a din tefillah and it's a ma'isa tefillah, but it's not ma'isa that chayv. The ma'isa, how would you answer the chlal? Like what the lashon of the Gemara is. That's the, how do you answer the Gemara that when it says if you daven after this man, what do you have? What do you answer?
You have tefillah, but not tefillah b'zmana.
Yeah. So what does that mean? What is tefillah b'zmana? Tefillah b'zmana means ideal state, right? So what do you have? Am I makayim the chiyuv that the Eved told me originally? I was. I don't think so. If I was, I get schar like a dismana. Well, the rabban, the whole tefillah is the rabbanim. But what? But you were kind of into the rabbanim when I daven after this man.
Oh, no.
Okay, good. So I'm not makayim my chiyuv, right? Yet the Gemara says there's a tefillah. What is that? What do you call that? Define it. That's what I'm saying. No, I daven before. You had to derise already. What? I davened in the morning.
There's no limit.
There's no limit.
How many times
do you daven after the program? No, I don't think they mean that. I don't think that. I think they mean that that's some tefillah you yotze. Yeah, you just get up and say, I believe. I don't know.
Chazan is very good. You yotze some mirabrachas with that.
Yeah, because it's a ma'isa tefillah. But it's not a ma'isa tefillah of chayv. Right. Yeah, that's my point. That's my point. And that's what the Ben Yehuda is going to hold. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Rivach.
Oh, you want me to? Oh, yeah. Oh, fine. Okay, fine. I didn't know that. They didn't tell me. Okay. All right. Okay, so I'll say this in a couple of minutes. There's a... It's good. I have to go speak by my Malav Malka now. So I'll say what's good. Okay, this shul... There's an interesting thing. What's pshat? What's pshat that the first mitzvah is Kiddush HaChodesh? And no, it's interesting. Rashi talks, the Torah should have started, L'haskel Chodesh HaLochem, because it's the first mitzvah. So all of that talks about is that the Torah should have started with it. But it doesn't say that why it should be the first mitzvah. It is the first mitzvah, why should it be? Vos epis. Like, what's the vort? Like, why is that the dafka, the first thing to talk about? So, by Batzalik, he talks, he says an interesting thing. He says, like, L'maisi, you know when you makadosh the Levana? You say a lashon of you say Dov Melech Zol Chayv Kayim when it's not cloudy. Yeah, you say Dov Melech Zol Chayv Kayim in it. What's the nusach? Why do you say that? Terech is the Gemara, because the Gemara says when one man Yama went over to the other on the Yama and he asked, was there a new moon? Yeah. So of course they don't respond directly and yes, no, that's not the way it's done. So if there was a new moon, he would say back Dov Melech Zol Chayv Kayim. So Tzadik is Mevar. What's the vort? What are you doing like that? Now state that initially it says in Rishonim that the moon, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Maros HaGdolim, the Shnei Maros HaGdolim, it's not the pshat, state, there's not the pshat that the sun was a source of light, and so is the moon. That's not the pshat. It always was defined that the sun was the source, and the moon was makabel. That was Tzuris HaDvarim, that was the way, that the same way there's a Shemaim and Aretz, and there's Ish and Isha, and there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria, there's always the sun and the moon represent those relationships. And those, one is the ultimate Nisein, and one is representing the ultimate makabel. And that's the Levana. And the pshat is, the relationship is that a two Maros HaGdolim means that the Makabalim are accepting everything that's being given by the Nisin. There's a Hechatim to be Makabal everything. So the state in the Svarim that when the moon complained, what was the vort of the complaint? He asked that there could be two Melochim and one Kesa. In the Farshim, they explain, what does that mean? It means that the Levana said, Edishta, if you created a world where there's Ra for Bechira, and there's the ability of Avodah Zarah, the Makabal will never be on the Madrega to always be Makabal, everything you want. In a world where there's Ra and Bechira, there'll be people who'll be Bechir B'Ra. So the Makabalim can never accept everything that you offer. The Hainu, I can't always be full. Because full is the Pshat, I'm Makabal everything that the sun is giving me. The Hainu, the relationship between the sun and the moon is the Edishta, and the Bria / Klal Yisrael. I can't always be full, because that means I'm always ready to makabel everything. It's not true. So the Eved said, L'chi ma'ati yisatzmech. So the Mela, after it's full on the 15th, it goes down. Meaning, it goes down and down and down, because Ein Hachanami, the makabelim can't accept everything, because the world is an imperfect place. And we bought this world in a perfect place, it's mirrored in terms of the moon. So the idea of a new moon is that David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim is the response if there's a new moon. Because what happens with a new moon is, the new moon, it starts and there's a sliver. And then it grows and grows and grows till Tezvav. When Mashiach, in the Zman of Loss of Lovoi, when Mashiach will come and it'll be Mesakin the Bria, it won't go down. It'll stay Tezvav. I don't know how in the anatomy it works. What?
Yeah,
how does it work? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Katuv, I don't really care. Anyway, it'll stay Tezvav. The same way Mestama the Eibishter wanted to be to begin with. So the idea was that it'll be totally, it'll never go down. So in Mela, when you see a new moon, the question is, are the seeds of an ultimate Tikkun present to develop? So if yes, the answer is David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Because David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim is in Melech HaMashiach. That's what Reb Tzadik writes. Faken, Shlosh state that when you Makamish Levon, it's supposed to be Moitei Shabbos. Because by Moitei Shabbos, you're wearing Shabbos clothes, yeah? And you say, Aleinu Alkein Nakavas, the Pshat, and you say Kaddish. The Pshat is you're talking about the Tikkun of Abriya. You're talking about Aleinu L'Shabeach is the Pshat, the whole world will recognize the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And Kaddish Yisgalu Shmei Rabbah in the world that we live in. And Mimela, that is the process of when you mark the Chiddush HaLavana, that it can take a grow and grow. It's interesting, by the way, that Morali writes that Yom Tovim of Klal Yisrael focus on Tezvav. The Pesach is Tezvav Nissen, Sukkot is Tezvav Tishrei, and Sukkot is 50 days for a reason why it's 50 Ligavi Torah after starting from the day after Tezvav. All circles around Tezvav. And Grada Yishinov Bartoliki writes that the fact that by Purim that it's 14 and 15, because Be'etzim it's 14 and a half days. It's 14 and a half days. The mile is 29 and something, right? The actual is 29 and a half. It's not a full 30. So it straddles the 14th and the 15th. So the 2 days Purim, which is Mamish Lo Zod Lavoi, it straddles 14th and 15th. That's how we learned. Agav, it's interesting. Next week, what is it? In a couple of days, today's what? Zion. So next week is in Tu B'Shvat, the week and a half, whatever it is, that the Machlag state, that the Machlag is Veshamay Yisrael, this Nekuda. Because Veshamay holds Rishonim, there's not enough time. I just want to tell you quickly, the marshal of some, Peres Elon is supposed to be the way Adam was supposed to eat. Fakert, after the Chet, he couldn't eat Peres Elon, he was supposed to eat from the ground, vegetables. And Chazal says that woe is me, that me and my cow eat from the same thing. No, but it was supposed to be Peres Elon. Peres Elon, the Maisa, is a darga of being supplied food, which is bedugma of no ishtadlus, of the says of not bezeis apechatach alechem, because once there's a tree, it grows on trees. Masha enkein by is machal yakarna, when you're dealing with, let's say, a vegetable, the whole thing is uprooted. You got to plant and you got to sow. Each get a crop, you got to keep on doing it. Once you have a tree, it grows on trees. So the word, the dugma of Peres Elon means that Adam Rishon Zachila was supposed to be a zageda. Whatever, it's more, but basic idea. Tu B'Shvat centers around that, because Tu B'Shvat Rishon Elon is the pshat. It represents Tikkun Abriya, and that's the tzipia for it. That's why there's no tachnun. That's what they talk. Abul Maisa, Beisham Meisil argue: is it Rosh Chodesh or is it Tetzvav? So Beisham holds that we hold Beisil Tetzvav, because Tezvav is Mamish Mili Halavana. So the Zman Tikkun Abriya has to be Tezvav, because that's when the Makabon are accepting everything from the Noisim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashenkin and Beshamai held that as soon as there's a new moon, it's a gather of its growing and growing and growing to blive like that. That the Ha'ara of that already exists in Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh Elon is right away. I'll close with this, that by women there's an Indian, you should know. Right? Yeah, they don't do laundry. That's the thing. You want to know how they don't do laundry. That's it. I mean, like, whatever. They can do backbreaking work, but they don't do laundry. That's how you express in terms of how do you do, you don't do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. But it's an interesting thing, because they didn't give steak, that they didn't give the gold and the jewelry by the eagle. So what's the shock? Why are men technically able to do malach and women can't? The Teretz is vice versa. That's what he writes with Tzadik, that because they didn't give their jewelry means that in the time of Matan Torah, when the men of Klal Yisrael were involved, or whatever they were involved with, they sensed something's doing. And something, this thing could be. And what you're trying to do is a destruction of it. Something which the men didn't chap. So in that which they have a capacity to sense the subtleties, where something is here, by them it became a reality. So by them of Rosh Chodesh is that could be, this is this man, could develop. So by them the sensitivity is, Ebbe, something is here. So we tell them don't do laundry. Whatever. Anyway, good luck.